Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the acclaimed global speaker series, SoulSpeak. I'm your host and founder, Sheldon Pisnet, and in this session, we're going to be talking with Suzanne Taylor Shire about activating your true divine nature, igniting the field of infinite possibilities, and so much more. And we'll get to all that juiciness in 1 minute. Allow me first to introduce and give you a little background on our esteemed guide. Suzanne Taylor Shire is the founder of Soul Mastery and a highly established, internationally acclaimed author, spiritual counselor, intuitive healer, and medium. Along with her cherished guides, the Beloveds, she magically allows you to experience a deep homecoming with love, igniting infinite possibilities for all facets of your life. She has helped tens of thousands for over 23 years, combining her exquisite connection to the divine and her training as a psychotherapist, inspiring the revelation of each person's inherent spiritual wealth to flourish and thrive. And we love that. And we love Suzanne. Thanks for being here. Really looking forward to being in the space of this call and this masterclass and just immersing in the beauty of it.
I am thrilled to be here to immerse with all of you in the love and the infinite possibilities that we all know deep inside are available to us. We just haven't known how to get to them. And I want to help us to all have the opportunity to receive those gifts from the divine for ourselves and our lives today. So thank you, Sheldon.
You're welcome. That sounds great. Looking forward to it. So let's jump right in with exactly what you were talking about. How would you describe what you call that longing, longing of the soul or the connection?
Well, you know, at one point in time, it was sort of a bad rap to want anything. It was, oh, you're not supposed to want anything, and desire is bad. But deeper than wanting is a sense of longing. Can you feel the difference even as I say it? And the longing is the longing of the heart and soul. And because we are such great creators, we really are, believe it or not, we're great creators, we have these longings which move us, propel us forward in life to fulfill this sense of wanting to create so much. And so it's important to listen to our longings. It's important to honor them and recognize them and say, yes, I long to be more connected to the divine. I long to be happy. I long to know more abundance. I long to be prosperous. It's okay to do that. And that is the language of the soul. That is the language of spirit. When we want to, for instance, if we want to manifest something, which I call creating versus manifesting, if you want to create something, you have to have a longing for it. You can't just say, I want $1 million to show up at my door. You have to feel, to really have it come forward, you have to feel that divine longing sense. And that's what our guides and the beings of spirit respond to, is that sense of, oh, I feel his heart and soul available to receive what it is that's needed for that lottery ticket or whatever it is to come her way. And so longings are divine inspiration, and they're wonderful. So we need to heed them rather than thinking it's selfish to say we long for so much more than we've been able to experience. We came here as souls to this great planet called Earth to experience the adventure of life and to experience everything through these amazing six senses. So let's do it.
I love that discernment of and distinction between longing and wanting. And yes, I absolutely could feel it as you spoke about it. The longing, it's the wanting seems so much more of a maybe a neediness, like looking outside to fill up. And in contrast, that longing, when you spoke of it, immediately I sensed this deep pull from within, or like something wanted to emerge.
Mm-hmm. And there's a, I love that you really got that. And there's a huge distinction even between creating and manifesting. If you say you want to manifest something, it's usually something that is outside of yourself. So it's going to feel very hard to be able to manifest something that you don't have within your scope of possibility, but you're hoping for it. It's the same as needing it, wanting it, versus longing for it. Feel the difference between I want to manifest, let's say, soulmate. I want to manifest my soulmate. So you can feel him out there. When I say I want to manifest my soulmate, it's a thing out there. When I say I want to create my soulmate, I immediately come inside into the field of creation within mm-hmm. me. I want to create that. And that's where anything starts, really, when it comes to what we divinely bring forth in our life. So I love that distinction as it relates to being in creation versus manifestation. And then we draw in the whole field of creation, which is infinite possibilities when we're in creation. We draw in our sense of being a grand creator. And we've got the universe, the galaxy, the everything with us when we are speaking creation language versus I'm in survival. I don't know how to get out of this, but I sure want to manifest less lack and more of something. And from survival, it's not that the universe can't assist us because they're coming in for a landing all the time. It's when we're in survival, we're not connected to the opening to receive creation and all it has for us. And that makes a big difference in our capacity to be fulfilled.
I can really feel what you're sharing here. And I just want to jump on that little thing you said, just for a little clarification. I'm very intrigued. I mean, I already kind of know, but I'd love to just go into it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
When you say they're coming in for a landing all the time, what do you mean by that?
Oh, I said that, did I?
You did.
They, that's great. They, the very particles of the grand universe and galaxy, and we know those particles, those essences of light, those essences of soul, we know those as what we call our guides. And our guidance collectives, our guidance system. We think that they're human. I was talking with somebody the other day about this, that, you know, they said, I want to get in touch with my guides, but we get caught in this limitation as it relates to guides as though they are human-like beings. And they look like humans, and they act like humans. They're only a little bit bigger, and they wear different costumes, maybe. And it limits us so much when we don't include the so much more than there is, that there is, than just these human overlay of a few beings that are here to guide us as good humans. It's the whole universe. And again, it's, you know, it's points of light, it's particles, it's dimensionality that is here with us, that we are actually a part of, that comes in for a landing. And it also relates to, I'll give you another thought in this regard too, that they have shared with me, the great they, that this, what we call this new earth that is coming in, is entirely hooked in, so to speak, to the field of creation that is within our grasp all the time. And so our connection to our larger field of guidance is the system through which the new earth lands. And that's why I guess I use that phrase, they're coming in for a landing, because the new earth is coming in for a landing too. It feels sometimes like it's a UFO. You know how a UFO comes in, it starts swirling, or a helicopter even, swirls the ground around it, the air around it as it comes in. So there's all these higher frequencies, universal, galactic, whatever you want to call them, that are divine, that are coming in for landing, and it's stirring the pot of what, of the dust that's in the way. So we're not trying to get rid of stuff per se. We're allowing this larger vibrational reality that we all want to be part of, that's completely connected to spirit, to land here. And if we feel the stirring, a lot of people have had vertigo, have felt like they were just being thrown into a blender, feel like things are too fast, confused, all those kinds of things relate to our human dimensions feeling stirred by what is coming in straight down and fast, so to speak. So if we feel that stirring, which we are, I'm sure any of us are feeling some of that, it's about getting into that core place inside that is connected, that is steady in the middle of the UFO, just to use that. If you're sitting in a UFO, it's all very steady and comes in just in a perfect landing. If you're standing outside the UFO, you feel like, you know, a major tornado is about to pull your hair out. So that's what I love to do, is to help people bring in that core dimension of connection and embody it, so the stuff swirls around and we watch it with fascination without getting caught in the whirlwind and get thrown off by it.
Yeah. Being able to
what
be that.
Moving, yeah. Yeah, the
being
eye
able
of the
to
storm.
Be the eye of the hurricane.
Yeah, the eye of the hurricane.
In the midst of chaos.
Yeah.
I love how you shared that that tendency to personify the spirit, to personify spirit, by calling the guides. And certainly it's so funny because before we started talking to all of our audience, we had a little invocation, Suzanne and I, and I actually said guides and had teachers and masters. And it does feel a bit limiting just to use that language and to have that awareness of that tendency to personify spirit. Is great and illuminated for me, so thank you.
You're welcome. And any of the languaging is fine. It's just that our awareness needs to be so much vaster. The vaster our awareness, the more we include of what is actually real, that the reality is it just is an eternal presence that we are all connected to. And I don't have three really cool guides over here, and you have three really lame guides over here, and if you're lucky, you'll get to know my guides or something like that. It's like, no, we're all connected to the infinite if we are willing to receive that bounty and not get caught up in how it needs to be, feel comfortable to our mental apparatus, which usually is things like word languaging. You know, I can take a few angels, but nothing bigger than that. Yeah.
That's great. So speaking of being the eye of the hurricane or the storm, what are some of the methods that you use and teach people to heal their physical and emotional challenges or triggers that keep them from being that peace inside or from knowing their spirit's wealth?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Let's do one. So I think, what is really important to me is that we're not here to learn life lessons. That gets very boring and very school-like, to think that we came here to learn all this stuff. then we don't get to have the joy of life. It's like, oh my gosh, I have to learn so much. Oh my gosh, I have to clear so much. Oh my gosh, it's going to be endless what I have to get rid of. I mean, doesn't it just drag your energy down? And I'm sure everyone on this call feels like they have done plenty of work. So there's another way to do it that my guides have given me, just as a languaging that everyone can understand. All the points of light that are out in the galaxy have brought to me, which is so much more creative that we can do today. And that is that when we consider parts of us that are having difficulty, either they're being blown away or in overwhelm is a very popular place to be right now. Fear is a really popular place to be right now. And if we realize that those are only aspects of it, I'm sure aspects of us, and I'm sure everybody gets that, but they are aspects of us. So everyone, what I want you to do is name a fear that you have, okay? Just name a fear you have. And if you can't come up with one, I'm going to have fun with you and say you're lying. We all have them. It's okay. It's okay. When, as we expand as creative beings, which we are all the time, we are changing ourselves as light beings all the time, we bump up against new dimensions that are uncomfortable to us, and we call those fears, and that's fine. So just name a fear that you have, okay? And I'm going to use myself. I don't usually do that, just so people understand how to do this, okay, rather than putting you on the spot, Sheldon.
You can put me on. I do it all the time on this series.
Would you like to do it for everybody?
Whatever
would you like
you
to
feel called
I
to do.
I don't care.
Okay.
Well, let's do you, and then I can walk you through the process and do it at your pace, because for me it'll be like, okay, A, B, C, D, because I do this all the time. So name a fun fear or something that's terrifying.
So the first thing that pops in mind was the fear of being on stage, public speaking, being out in front. So probably almost
great.
A deeper fear of being seen, perhaps.
We want to go to these soul-level fears for sure, absolutely. We want to go to the soul level of it, because most of them do have soul level dimensions to them. That's a whole topic. So what I want you to do is name the fear. I want you to feel where it exists mostly in your body, a fear of, let's say, standing out.
A fear of standing out. I'd say, like most any fear I have, it's usually in the lower belly, about an inch below the belly button.
Okay, great. So feel it there. Go into that place. Let it speak to you either in words or in constriction or in block, whatever it is. Just feel the nature of it.
Okay.
And what would you say it is saying in its awareness? Is it saying no? Is it saying what?
It's saying, I'll just in real time give it a voice. It's saying, don't do that. You're going to be killed.
Exactly. Good for you for going that deep with it. That's right. Don't do that. You're going to die. It's going to kill you. So you say to that part, gosh, thank you so much for keeping me alive. Because that's what it thinks its job has been all this time. You put it in place, yes? You put that part of you that in place to keep you alive. Now you're going, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't want to have this fear as a means to keep me alive. I want to create that differently. Okay? So we're working with creative energy, not you're bad, you're wrong, get out of here, fear. You know, I want to clear it. I want to heal it. I just want to bring it into connection so it can play a bigger role with me than trying to protect me and keep me small and safe, usually. So
let me make sure I've got this. Let me make sure I've got
this
right. Thank
you. I know. I go fast.
And so in real time, thank you so much for keeping me alive. Thank you so much for keeping me alive. And I would like to find another way of staying alive. Is that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I would like to find another way of staying alive.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate how you said that. So if somebody else's fear is of snakes, they'd be like, oh my gosh, it'd be the same thing. My fear is keeping you alert so you don't die. And so thank you for keeping me alive. I'm afraid whatever it is usually trying to help you, okay? So then what you say is, thank you so much. Let's come up with a different way to stay alive. And you say to that part, what do you need right now to be my warrior for life? Since it's at the lower abdomen, that's usually your warrior power energy. If the fear is in your throat or your heart, it might be something else. What do you need in order to help me stay alive versus being fear-based, okay? So ask it, what do you need right now?
What do you need in order to help me stay alive? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just
let me just pause and check in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the answer that I immediately got was security.
Great. So everybody go with whatever showed up. Okay? Don't second guess it. Security? What? You know, that's a low vibration. I don't want security. What? Okay.
I don't really know what it means yet. Yeah.
I know. That's good. That's really good. So then you go, okay, I'm going to get you some divine security.
Mm.
Divine security. Not just security in the survival level, I'm going to get some divine security for me that you will feel secure to help me expand into a greater sense of life. Okay? So imagine you're going to go out to the universe to get a little divine security. And just to keep this exercise simple for everyone, imagine there, whatever it is this part said to you it needs, it might be love, it might be taken care of, it might be strength, it might be security, it might be safety, whatever it is. Imagine there's a star out in the universe that carries that quality of experience or spirit, like divine security, that you're longing for, this part of you that's been locked away in fear. So just either through creative imagination, see a star, feel a star, knowing that in your heart you want to bring in divine security in Sheldon's case. And let me know, Sheldon, when you see, sense, feel that star's presence.
Sure. So I got right away more of my inner vision of what I would call God or all that is as a loving field of energy. And
perfect. That's
wonderful.
Beautiful. And everyone on the call can absolutely come up with whatever shows up for you. The star is if you don't have a clue what I'm talking about. Okay, so feel that presence that you just described, that element you touched into for each one on the call replay. Breathe that down into the area that was longing for that quality. Take a few deep breaths, bring that into that area, and say, here is exactly what you've longed for, in your case, Sheldon, to expand life in my body, in my creative field.
Okay.
Great. Now, as you feel that there, and remember, everybody can pause and slow this whole process down to whatever speed you want, or start it over again. Now what I want you to do is imagine yourself standing out or public speaking with this God presence in your abdomen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already jumped ahead a little earlier.
Good.
In that
Good.
Process. And what I found was there is nothing to really be afraid of because I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
There you go.
Yeah, what was coming forward to me was the aloneness, the separation. And I'm not alone. I am just such a part. I don't have to do anything. So that's beautiful.
Well,
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, because we understand consciously, oh, I'm not alone. I'm part of the oneness. I'm part of the universe. And we go around declaring
right.
that. But there are parts of us that feel disconnected. The only wound is that wound of separation. So the part that feels disconnected doesn't know that the force is totally with it. And when it does, it's like, okay, let's go out on stage.
Yeah, and that's how I feel viscerally in my body.
Yes.
Very neutral about, more of a, I wouldn't say that it's completely gone and we did a short process here. However, the fear has diminished and shifted at least 85%, where there's much
that's
more neutrality
perfect.
And the inklings and the burgeoning of excitement or purpose.
Yes, it start, and that was very quick, yeah. So, again, people, don't be down on yourselves if it feels as though you've only got a glimmer of something. You have planted a divine seed of reconnection and reunion within you, and the expansion that comes from that will be activated over and over and over again. Yep. Great.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for leading us through that.
Sure. It's a creative way to do it. And then you're a bigger person versus trying to get rid of everything that doesn't feel good.
I love your framework of operating from the creative perspective.
Yes. Yes. I do too. I do too. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Gosh, how can, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and this is what allows us to be and feel more abundant, because we're less constricted in the places where we're holding a fear. And again, these are soul-level fears that we have often, afraid to be larger because something is going to come get us or whatever it is. It's amazing. The sense of invisible enemy that we have, or that we're going to get bullied, or we're going to be attacked, or we're going to be abused again. We have lots of PTSD around living.
Can you speak a little bit more about just what you were sharing there, especially the first thing you said?
Yes, if you can remind me what the first thing I said was.
it was so wonderful, and there was so much more juiciness there I would love to elaborate on, that we can experience more abundance.
Okay,
gosh,
great.
That's all I remember. I'm sorry.
Now I remember, sure.
Okay.
No, I got it. I got it now. Yeah, I just needed a word. So the universe is infinite. We want to claim abundance. We say it's all within us, but it really isn't, because there's a lot of parts of us that are terrified to bring in, like stand out, like you were talking about, public speaking, be that abundant. The feeling for, I'm elaborating on it now, the feeling is, for most of us, in our human capacity, that bigger opportunities mean more tomatoes thrown at us, more rejection, more betrayal, more harm, more bad stuff. And as you start to learn how to do what we're just doing and bring a greater sense of connection to creation into a part of the body like you just did, you will feel more available to abundance. So in your body right now, for instance, okay, and in your body right now, in that abdominal area, it expanded. So it made more room for more abundance to come in.
Yes, definitely. More spacious just in my physical body. And I kind of call that the Buddha belly when I'm processing and making room inside. And, you know, yes. Suzanne, do you know what is it that fills up in our, let's take the abdomen, in our body, though, that because in my experience, there is a physical expansion as well, of course, mm-hmm. as an energetic. And I've never research what it is that actually is filling up our physical body. Do you happen to know?
Well, in terms of scientifically what it is, I mean, there's different words for it depending on who you're speaking to, because everybody has different languaging. But it is, in essence, light, like I was talking about, light particles. Because you need light particles to receive the greater light. So you and that comes as life energy. So light particles come in and activate the life energy within you, which create, you know, the blood, the nervous system, everything comes from light transformed into life energy, depending on whether you're in the abdomen or the heart or whatever. It's an automatic transformational process. So it brings the light of receptor sites for greater love, life, quantum field, whatever you want to call it, the divine to come into the body and commingle with the life and the cells in your body to operate from light. Because that's the bottom line. We want all our cells to be guided by light. To be guided by love. And so
indeed.
That's what it's doing. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. That's a great question.
Yeah, I often have just that physical extension or extendedness, especially in my abdomen, and I imagine and I'm guided that it's a relaxation, of course, of
yes.
my abdominal walls and all of that and more oxygen. Sometimes there can be such a an extension. I'm just amazed that that my body can grow so much just in meditation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just an expansion of making room. There's a greater receptor site for light, and then, of course, it incorporates into life and into the cells, but it's like an infusion. And, you know, it is part of creation. When a woman becomes pregnant, she expands the field of creation to receive the perfect cells and the perfect transformational process for pregnancy. We're doing that all the time. We're pregnant with what we are creating. That's what, you know, if you were to feel everything that you're creating as a sacred creation that you are pregnant with, that lower half of the body is so important to our embodiment, if you see it as a sacred creation. So imagine standing in front of an audience, and you feel in yourself that what you have to bring is a sacred creation, you hold it in that Buddha belly, then you are going to feel like you are so valuable, so meaningful. You are sacredness. You know, self-esteem is easy. Confidence is easy because you're holding that the gift you have to bring is a sacred creation. That's a fun one too, isn't it?
That is gorgeous and so powerful. I was just moving into that as you spoke, and boy, yes, the shift in that is remarkable. Thank you, sacred
yeah.
creation, fantastic.
Yeah, great. Yep, just
okay.
Stay pregnant. Okay.
Stay pregnant.
Keep creating. Keep being in that. You know, what are you pregnant with? Is it fear or is it creation? Yep.
I know a few of my women friends who would say, no, I am done. No more pregnancy. Just now getting my freedom. Okay, so now that everyone has probably really, really intrigued and jazzed about how to connect with you more and be just a part of your energy field and your work, I know you have a free gift that you're offering everybody. Why don't you talk a little bit about that free gift, introduce that, and then move into how people can, how the audience can now connect with you, what you've got coming up. I know you do these incredible immersions, and that sounds just lovely and fantastic. Who doesn't want to be in an immersion experience? I know I certainly love those. So please take it away and take the stage.
Take it away. Drum rolls, please. Yes. Yes, because what I love to do is help people create from infinite possibilities. Absolutely. And the free gift is called Ignite Your Unique Soul Purpose to Live Life on All Cylinders. And that's what we were talking about today. The capacity to be able to do that comes with what we were, the part of the experience we just had today means that you're on all cylinders and you're not constricted in so many places with deep within us. But what it's a free e-guide to and another guided journey, because I'm always helping people with experiential. You've heard enough words in the last year to knock you over. We need more experience. So I want you to awaken your dependable guidance, okay? And particularly have that North Star within you. And, you know, think of decision-making, for instance. We are making decisions all the time, and I don't mean just life-altering decisions like where should I move, but every day. Imagine that you have the intuitive guidance on board to help you make your decision from your soul's voice, from your North Star. That is what I want for you. Okay? That is definitely what I want for you. So that is your free gift. And to reach me, it's soulmastery, soulmastery, or you can type in Susan Taylor Shire, whichever you want to, into Google, search, and it will come right up. If you type in Soul Mastery, it will come right up, just to make it easier. But it's .net in this case. .net, okay? So you'll get lots of other free things there. And, yes, I have all sorts of things coming up. I do have an immersion coming in September, and that will be on the page. I do 14-day immersions because things are speeding up so fast we don't have to do 21 days anymore. It's so great, which has lots of frequency activations and moving energy and clearing fields. And we're going to specifically work with this theme of being at home in your universal skin, taking that even deeper, feeling at home on earth here, because so many souls are very sensitive, empathic, are having a sense of, I don't belong here, I feel like the weird one, you know, ET phone home, and yet they know they have something to offer. So I want you to feel at home in the multidimensionality of all that you are while being on earth, having a fabulous time here, because that's what it's all about, Alfie. So that is one thing that's going on for sure. And I do one of my favorite things is the retreat adventure that I do to Costa Rica every year, and it's going to be next January. So I had to say that because I know there are people that are like, oh my gosh, I have to get to Costa Rica before the world
I'm one
blows
of them.
Up.
I'm raising my hand right now. Costa
Yay!
Rica.
Yay!
I have an immersion experience with Suzanne. Sounds great.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So yes,
definitely.
Get it out there because people have to plan for that kind of thing.
Oh, they do. I know. And so that's there, and it's all on the – actually, it's a separate website, but when you go to that website, it will direct you there. It's soulradianceretreats.net. But just to make it simple, I do have a section on my regular website that will take you there to inspire you to have the adventure of your life. And for those who feel that it's going to another country, you know, it's safer in Costa Rica than it is down the street. And we make it very easy for people to go into another country for sure. Because that's one of the biggest concerns for people is not so much the money, but what am I doing going to a crazy place like Costa Rica? It is a vortex that will connect you to infinite possibilities like no place else I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of places in this world. So
wow.
Transformation is inevitable there in a big mm-hmm. way. Yay.
And it's beautiful and it's lovely and people are fun and it's safe, as Anna's saying. It's a great country. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, and communing with a group of people who are soul and like-minded like you in deep ways is just beyond the beyond. You'll see lots of testimonies on the site, to say the least.
It's a gorgeous experience.
Yes.
Well, Suzanne, thank you so much for being here and sharing your big, beautiful light and self with us, and for embodying and birthing all that you do here. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Sheldon. I so appreciate being with you and co-creating this birthing together. And with all of these beautiful souls who really are into co-creating with the divine and birthing what we know is ours to birth without getting too hung up on what that looks like. Yep.
Or tongue-tied on using birthing more than 4 times in 20 seconds.
Yay, that's good. No, it's repetition to feel that sense of opening up to birthing your creation that we just worked with.
Yeah, I really like that. That is beautiful.
Beautiful.
And yes, so thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, audience, as well, for being part of this and co-creating as well this season of Soul Speak and Suzanne's participation. You're an integral part of that process, and I appreciate all of you so much. So blessings to everybody, and please tune in to the next masterclass and session, and we'll have another awesome immersion. Okay, thanks, Suzanne.
You're so welcome, Sheldon. Great to be with you. Great, great, great. That was a lot of fun and very easy. And thank you for all that you bring. Obviously, you're very, what shall we call it, advanced as a soul, ready to just keep moving and shaking. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Moving and shaking. Okay.
Cosmic moving and shaking.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Blessings to everybody, and we will see you soon.